This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. This is Scott, the banker for your escrow. I just found out that the buyer's down payment is coming from a lawsuit that he won from his last realtor. Just thought you'd like to know.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors.
And this is the first program live from the new downtown Old Town Goleta studios. Similar, but it's a little bit of a change. I'm a little bit unnerved. Lower studio table, so I'm just sitting more like at a desk. Before I was kind of up high, I needed a footstool. And it's kind of funny. It's like I'm doing the radio for the first time. Fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, along with some interesting news I'll tell you about with the median price of 2023. My guest today is a planner, Jarrett Gorin of Vanguard Planning, and he's been in the business for 33 years, used to work for the County of Santa Barbara Planning, and he's working with the owner of the downtown hotel that's been in the news down on Lower State Street where Restoration Hardware used to be. And it was originally proposed as housing. And I was going to talk about that because we're going to talk about the councilmen who voted against it. They want more housing. It was originally proposed as housing. So we'll discuss that and also vacation rentals. I do want to dedicate today's program to the memory of Penny Collins. She passed away recently. I've known her for many, many years. I've been in the business since 1988. I should have looked up to see what her MLS number is compared to mine, and that can kind of help. I think we both worked at Coal Banker once, and we talked recently about a rental she had on the Mesa and a rental I had. And I remember talking to her when she was taking care of her dad. I was taking care of my mom. So Penny Collins, what a great name. She should have been an actress. We'll miss you. And she was 1 month younger than I am. So there's a wake-up call. And so let's take a look at... Oh, and by the way, on the way to the studio, listening to a Los Angeles talk radio program, they're talking about shutting down Macy's, not giving them the lease extension in 2028, and putting in about 650 rentals. And the one anecdotal thing, not anecdotal, the one editorial type subjective comment he made was, in the end, you're only going to have a few dozen true affordable housing units, and then yet you're going to be putting in 650 housing units. And I was at an MLS meeting last week where the developer owner was speaking, and I asked about parking, and he said 1.3 parking spaces per unit, but that could change. It didn't sound like it would go up. And I jokingly asked as a follow-up, would the rental leases for all the 650 units preclude the tenants from using the drive-through at Chick-fil-A? And that got a good laugh from the crowd, but I wasn't making fun of Chick-fil-A. I was trying to point out the impact of 650 rental units. And he actually said earlier, I don't know if someone mentioned the intersection of State and La Cumbra, which is mainly the only other intersection I can think that's worse is Kyrie Allen Fairview. And he said, well, of course they won't drive there. They'd want to avoid that. Really? Really? So no impact at all. Underground parking, which is good, leaving the surface area parking for... Anyway, that's not today's discussion, but we will discuss that in the future. So year to date... Oh, and here's the big news. The 2022 median price, $2,212,000, and then the 2023 median price was just a hair under $2,212,000. $2,211,925. Well, guess what? Someone sold something in 2023, in March of 2023, and it was never reported until last week. So it ruined the equal number of sales in the first 6 months and the second 6 months. It was 344 sales in each of 6 months. I don't think that ever happened. So now it's 345 sales in the first 6 months. And it was a $5.6 million sale, I think. So it pushed the median price from $2,211,925 for 2023 to $2,223,850. So now a bump up from 2022's $2,212,000. Now breaking the record for all mankind in Santa Barbara, South Coast, for now the 2023 median price, $2,223,850. Rounded out $2,224,000. So, interesting. Yes? Year to date, the first 6 weeks of the year for the week ending February 9th, 2024, 60 sales, single family homes. Median price of $2,475,000. That's quite a jump from the 2023 median price of just under $2,224,000. $2,475,000 for the first six. Now, it's only 6 weeks, and it's only 60 sales. But last year, the median price for the first 6 weeks was $2 million on 59 sales. 2022 was 106 sales at a median price of $2,290,000. And again, 2022 ended up at $2,212,000 for the year, but the first 6 weeks they were at $2,290,000, so showing you that our year to date of $2,475,000 in 2024, first 6 weeks, it won't sustain that. Going out on a limb, that's my prediction. 2022, 106 sales. 2021, the unicorn year with sales off the roof, 136 sales. For the first 6 weeks. That's a number. 2021 median price ended up at $1,962,000 for that year, and they started off at $1,009,000, so it did go up. And 2020, which actually had a fair number of sales for the year, they started out at 99 sales. Who's they? 99 sales, median price of $1,375,000, ended up at $1,595,000 for the year in 2020. But even though 2021 was just astronomical in the number of sales, it was 26.38 sales per week. 2020 at 24.65 sales per week, well, you know, it's almost two fewer sales per week in 52 weeks. That's 100, you know, it's 100 sales. So overall, 2021 is still just crazy in the number of sales that we had. It just took off like a rocket, like a rocket. Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with my guest planner, Jarrett Gorin, who's going to talk about downtown hotel versus downtown units, condos, rentals, and also on vacation rentals. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.